Damn, where's my phone? Who would even call me this late? Oh, that's who. Hello? Why are you calling me? You said you were going to try really hard to hang with everyone there, remember? Well, this doesn't sound like trying really hard. This sounds like you barely made a day through the convention before you went hiding in your room to call your best friend. Yes, you bet your ass I'm making fun of you. You need to relax. Oh, yes, you sound very relaxed. I can picture you squeezing your phone so tight your fingers are going white. Listen to me, I'm going to say it for the 100th time. I know you're an introvert. I know you're shy, and you have a hard time opening up to people, but you're fun and smart and a little weird with that whole book collecting hobby of yours, but I know, it's a collection. But why can't you just buy books and read them like a normal person? Why does it have to be books written in the original language of the author? You don't even speak most of those languages. I just don't. I don't understand. Yeah. Yes. I know. It's a hobby. People are allowed to. Yes. I was making a point. It was just, hey. You get so defensive of your books. Fine. They're great. Not weird. Not even that Kafka one you went all the way to Prague to buy. By the way, who goes to Europe to buy a book? Oh, I'm an idiot? You don't know why you even called me? Because I've been your best friend since we were both 5 years old, and I am the only person in the world that can tell you to chill the fuck out when you get anxious over meeting new people? That's why you called me. I'm not a huge extrovert. What are you talking about? Well, everyone is a huge extrovert compared to you. I like to party. Yeah, I like to have some fun, but you know what else I like? You. Even though you're a huge book geek that not only reads them, but also collects the ones you can't even read. Yes, I will make fun of you forever. Deal with it. You went to Europe to buy a book. If you were going for, I don't know, a club in Amsterdam or a fancy dinner in Paris, I'd understand. But you couldn't you buy that online? Bet on it somewhere or something? No? Why? You're crazy. But that's all right. I love you all the same. Now get off the phone, go back downstairs to the hotel bar and have fun. Come on. You can do it. I believe in you. Just order a shot of tequila or something, geek. Look, you have 3 more days to go in this convention, and I know it's a work thing, but people have fun at work things, you know? You should try it. 1 shot of tequila is not going to kill you. God, you sound like my grandmother, and you're younger than me. By 4 months, yes, you are. I'm the grown-up here, the voice of reason. Shut up. Go back downstairs, join your coworkers for a drink. I'm going to take a shower, and I'll talk to you in the morning. No, in the morning. Because you're going to get drunk tonight and have some fun. Have a good night. Be irresponsible, okay? She is not going to be irresponsible. She's going to stay sober and care for everyone else. And she's going to call me mad that people can't hold their liquor. Crazy book geek.